Blue Pill programming via USB. Don't always have an ST-Link or USB to UART converter with you to program your STM32 Blue Pill? Would you like to do Blue Pill programming via its own USB port? Read the rest of the article to find out. Introduction. Two of the previous blogs discussed the process of programming your Blue Pill, STM32F103C8T6, via ST-Link and via UART. However, there may be times you don't carry around a ST-Link or a USB to UART converter. In this case, it would be more convenient to simply use the built-in USB port of your Blue Pill for programming. However, there are prerequisites before you can accomplish this task. Things you'll need. First, you need to pre-program your Blue Pill with a USB bootloader code in BootRIM. The reason for this is that the bootloader code will fetch your custom code through USB and then flash this code in internal program flash memory. With this, you'll initially need either a USB to UART converter or an ST-Link to program the said bootloader code. Note that if you previously installed the Arduino STM32 Board Manager by Roger Clark Melbourne, you may have to uninstall it to avoid having conflicts. With this, you can try to remove the Arduino STM32 folder in your tilde Arduino folder. The steps to program your Blue Pill via ST-Link or UART was already discussed in the previous topics, so you may want to review them. You'll also need to download a USB bootloader code via GitHub. There are several available. However, the latest bootloader code officially supported by STMicroelectronics will be used here. A shortcut method to get this code is through Ceridesis, specifically through the STM32HID bootloader releases. Navigate through the directories after downloading the zip file to find your specific Blue Pill model. For this example, the hide_generic_PC13. Bin file is selected since the LED of this Blue Pill model is on port PC13. Program the USB bootloader on your Blue Pill. Get your ST-Link or USB to UART converter ready. Here, we'll use ST-Link. The Blue Pill is powered through a USB cable through its USB port. Hence, the 3.3V port of the ST-Link is disconnected. Open STM32 Cube Programmer and connect to the Blue Pill through ST-Link. Next, click the Download and Programming button on the left. Browse and select your HID bootloader bin file. After that, sometimes the programmer may ask you for the start address to program this bin file. Put it on the very first start address, 0x08000000. There is a hint of this address at the right part in the Erase Memory window. You can copy this first address. Once everything's ready, hit Start Programming. If successful, your Blue Pill should be ready to run the bootloader. To run the USB HIDI bootloader, simply put the boot 1 jumper to 1 and then press the Reset button. You should see the LED blink fast if it has reached bootloader mode. At this point, your Blue Pill can program itself without any ST-Link or USB to UART converter. Now, open Arduino IDE and select the correct USB COM port that connects to your Blue Pill, which is in bootloader mode. Change your upload method to hide bootloader. Begin writing a blinky code just to test. Hit upload to program this code via USB. You should see a successful connection and programming status. After this, bring back the boot 1 jumper to 0 so that you will be in normal operating mode. Press Reset and you should see your blinky code running. For more information and resources such as code snippets, diagrams, videos, images, tables and graphs, head to phippselectronics.com and look up the blog article titled Blue Pill Programming via USB. Phipps Electronics is an Australian online electronics retailer offering thousands of products. Have a browse today at phippselectronics.com.